You, I'll give you a call, let you know we're on our way over, and Laura and I are going to shoot at you.
Yeah. Like, you, like, we always change the cadence between 1, 2, 3 in order, and it always is fun to hear what today's adventure is.
Well, it's close enough. None of our stuff is exactly, like, precision timed. And I'm pretty sure last time we did the cut, welcome to Setsock, everybody.
Yay, Setsock!
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
Kevin was somewhere in there.
He did. He showed.
He said it.
Countdown. I did like 3, 2, 1. And it was like, that's not good. This is going to be a problem. And then this like editor's note, this was a problem later. It's like, yep, I'm dumb.
You have editor's notes? Or is it just the tags?
Myself.
Oh, okay. I thought you might have put a tag in and been like
the sticky notes. Sometimes, but mostly the editor's notes are sticky notes on the sides of the vodka that I drink to drown the sorrows.
I mean,
hand of constant sorrow.
Just speaking of
so sea shanties,
urge to sing along with you. What?
Sea shanties?
I think we had two separate topic intros there.
Oh, we did, actually.
Yeah, like,
I'm more interested in what Kyle was about to say.
Sea shanty? Did I just miss that?
No.
Okay.
He was segueing because all the kids on TikTok are doing sea shanties right now. By the time this episode comes out, that probably won't be true because their attention span's too short.
Having just recently gotten back on TikTok, I know that. And I said, speaking of George Clooney, I just finished rewatching Ocean's 11, and that movie is pretty solid.
Oh, snap, yeah.
And I do love that Rick and Morty made a hilarious episode making fun of it and all the reveals and the nonsense, and it was spot on.
The heist episode?
I haven't seen the movie.
It's worth watching. It's like kind of...
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's like the first of its ilk, I think. I mean, I know there's like caper movies and stuff, but this one, the way they shot it and the things that they did in it and...
Oh, like Solo.
The reveals and stuff like that.
What should hit you?
Like Solo.
No.
Yeah, not even
someone should
bit.
Hit you. No, man. Ocean's 11 is great.
Like
Ocean's
yeah, it's good.
12 is not good.
I think they just kind of went slowly downhill after the first one.
They officially apologized for it.
I don't remember what happens in Ocean's
12. I haven't seen the... Yeah, nobody
Ocean's
does.
Ocean's 0 is quite dull.
Ocean's 13 was actually pretty good, though. I did enjoy that.
I think I gave up after watching 12. I was like,
That's fine.
Let's just go back and watch it.
Ocean's 11's great.
You don't
it's
have
a,
stuff
it's a
that
cool
you're doing that's so
caper,
important you
heisman.
Can't watch an hour-long movie. Like, you gave up? Like, you're not a critic. What are you giving up on? You got to give things a chance, man.
Because, I don't know. I never was interested after the second one.
But what if you just missed the best movie of your life because you're just like, I'm not going to give something a shot?
Ocean's 13 is not the best movie in anybody's life.
I don't know that. It can't. That could possibly be true. That might have saved somebody from, like, you know, killing himself.
Conversely, what if the movie just happens to push Kevin over the edge and he becomes a murderous psychopath?
I'm willing to take that risk.
Time in a weird other movie.
There's a equal chance that either of those things would happen.
There's not. Kevin, if you went on a killing spree, I would have already killed you.
No, I like Kevin's family too much for that.
Yeah. Same.
I mean, I clearly am getting ganged up here, so I guess I'm just going to shut up and you guys can have the rest of the podcast to yourself. So
I'm
going to
get gangbanged here. I don't like it.
No, Kyle, come back.
So anyway, now we're going to have to change the logo. Can someone get Dalton on the phone?
I'm just waiting for you guys
to
say
Kyle's the only one who can get a hold of Dalton. No, Kyle is the only person who can get a hold of Dalton, so if we lose him, we lose that access.
I mean, you are talking to Dalton on Discord today, I think.
He doesn't respond to me!
He's just...
The last time I got
him actually, no.
was when
I
sent
think...
him money during a snowstorm to draw a mermaid.
That generally
I think
works.
Yeah.
It's like his summoning...
No,
that's actually a sentence that's true, which is weird. Alright, we're really struggling with this whole... talking over each
Not,
other thing.
Yeah.
I blame the clap.
Yeah, I also blame the clap and the noise we made with our hands too, aside from the STD we all have.
I feel like one or more of us is lagging behind the others, and it's going to make an interesting edit. Welcome to 2021, everybody.
It still sucks here.
What? The transition from 20 to 21 didn't magically make all of our problems go away? No, what the hell?
Remember, we talked about this. It has to go until March. Things were fine in 2020 until March. March is when it hit the fan, so March is when it will end.
That's
what I keep telling myself. And that's what I keep telling myself through the bottom of my glass.
So
you get all the reverberations of the bottle going.
So we have a little private Discord that you'll never be invited to, anybody listening. And we have somebody at one point bought me this old dad jokes calendar. I think it was my wife's mom.
Do you remember who it was?
Yeah, Amy's mom bought me the original one. And nice. I was trying to do it every day at work, but translating it from my phone to my work computer was a hassle, and so I kind of stopped when shit hit the fan sometime during the summer. But our friends Jay and Kelly got us one, and we started doing it again. And so I post pictures every day of the calendars from this year and throwbacks from last year. And on very, very special days like today, we get a pun that just causes a cascading waterfall of wonderful puns.
That was delightful.
And I would like to read them in order, and we can laugh about them together.
I will shout from a distance.
The pun was...
You'd have
to
do the train one too, then.
Do I? The train one? Maybe we'll do the train one another time. Dad, wouldn't it be fun if we made our own butter? Then the dad says, but won't that take an eternity? Get it? Because you churn butter. And I'm going to explain every one of these jokes. And so the funny part, too, is that it's really, like, condescending, because all the letters, all the things that are clearly puns are bolded, so you can never miss it.
Like, the word churn is if I remember correctly, it's hyphenated and bolded, right?
It's just bolded, but they've done the hyphenated thing before, yeah.
Yeah, they really draw, like, get it? Like,
yeah, they're really condescending with it. And then someone said that's a step two. Oh, go ahead, sorry. What's up?
I wanted to say, just because you kept using the word, what do you call a person who is vertically challenged, who has been incarcerated, attempting to escape from their prison tower?
I don't know what.
A little condescending.
We had to go a long way for that one, folks, but we're here now, and you can suffer with us. Alright, so someone said that's a step too far, which I thought was bad because it wasn't a pun. You know, like, you could have easily probably put a better pun in there. But I followed up with,
how easy.
Butter jokes are a slippery slope for sure. sorry. And then that person said your joke was better than the one that was on the calendar, and I said you really need to trim the fat to get a good pun because it's a butter joke, right?
Because it's
and
a
then
butter chip.
He said, you've lost me, how do I delete this Discord? And we ignored that and kept going till eternity, to infinity and beyond.
Correct.
And I said, sometimes you have to skim and the beyond. Joke from the top. And one of our other buddies said, this butter be the better pun thread than Snowpiercer. And that was the train thread that Kevin was talking about,
right,
that we might go over someday.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
I like trains.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
No.
There was so many train puns, and it was glorious. And then, okay, so this is the one I think Kendrick really liked. I said, between a good joke and a bad joke, there is a fine margarine. Because I like, and then I like highlighted the R in reverse order. It was such a backwards way.
What I liked
it,
is you did that, but you should have also put the E bolded, but you didn't, and I just loved every layer of attention to detail.
And then someone said, I thought Gee, just when I had thought he had didn't have any more of those, I was wrong. Real Kerry Gold in this thread. Those were funny as hell. I forgot ghee was a type of butter because I never use ghee ever in my life because it's like it seems like hipster butter.
It's a clarified butter used in Indian food. Yeah.
And then Kendrick says, he's married into the family. You don't need to butter him up anymore. And then Amy was like, boo.
Yeah, I decided to just crash that into the mountain. I was like, I'll just not even do a pun. I'll just put the word butter into a sentence. Because
the butter puns, though, are nice and easy because you can always find something funny to go around butter. Like, in most cases.
Yeah.
And then one of our other friends said, really churned the tide in here today, didn't we? And someone says, Amy thinks it's a crunchy crock of shit. Because she said it earlier. one of our friends like took a sharp right turn and said, sounds like this thread is toast. And then someone said, what bred that idea?
It juked on us.
Butter puns get spread so thin. I think we need to change the subject.
Whew. Oh, yeah. K-N-E-A-D. Yeah, oh, yeah. Two for...
Then someone said, I agree. I felt crumbly running out of ideas. Crummy running out of ideas.
Crummy.
And then I finalized this up. I guess this was the end of it. It said, well, you have plenty. Well, you would have plenty if you didn't loaf around so much. And then I said, maybe next time you should rise to the occasion and proof your jokes.
I think it was just so much in one.
Yeah.
That everyone was like, well, we're done here.
Yeah, it's generally how these terrible things end.
Would you say that was baker's dozen?
Oh, jeez.
No.
Okay, no.
It was way more than that. Oh. Do you guys remember the joke I just told about the vertically challenged person?
Yes.
Yeah?
It turns out that person was also psychic, and they managed to escape. So now they're a small, medium,
but large.
Did you tell the first joke because you wanted to follow up later with this other joke?
You know what?
Are you that clever?
Because there's just two jokes that I know. No, there's just two jokes that I know, but I realized that's probably the best long game for a joke setup you could do in like a bit, and I kind of want to keep that for my type five.
Isn't it like the pink dog thing? Like, it's kind of like the pink dog thing, but it actually finishes a bit way later.
What I like is that you mixed pink with Shaggy Dog of the Shaggy Dog stories, and I still knew exactly what you meant. And yes, it is.
Yeah.
But it's more like a sleeper joke. I'm assuming you're done. I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm assuming you're done because I just wanted to sneak that in because it was interrupting. So I'm done interrupting, but I have something I want to talk about if you're done with the pun adventure.
No, I just wanted to share that with everybody on the podcast because I thought I love when this happens naturally and it just everybody comes into like a pun snowball and it just smashes directly into a wall. But I'm finished.
Fun ball. And then a Kool-Aid man's the way through the wall. what I was going to mention was I just heard a story from my older brother who had to... I was unclear in his position in the experience, but he just had to sit through... Or he had to participate in a Zoom mystery murder, which is just a sequence of words where you're like, I kind of wish I was the dead one now. and it reminded me of, and I don't remember if we talked about this on the podcast or not, but a few years ago, we went to see a murder mystery, like, shtick. I cannot remember the context for the life of me. Somebody got tickets. It was a whole thing. I think it was, like, Garion and Emily and Chelsea and Tyler, maybe? And me and Kate? Or maybe it was... I don't know. Maybe it wasn't Chelsea and Tyler, but it was like three or four couples, and it was a murder mystery, and it was the kind of thing where you go there, and it was like a dinner buffet thing. Like, it was the kind of thing that post COVID just probably will never exist again. But it was this weird little building up on like Sheridan and something, and we went in and we mingled and got drinks, and as we're all walking, you know, all of us normies who paid, you know, whatever, $15-$20 or something like that to get in. It must have been more than that because there was food. But anyway, so we're buying drinks and we're mingling, and then there's these random, ridiculously over-the-top characters who are, like, mingling with us. And I mean, like dude with mutton chops, or dude with, like, not mutton chops, what is it, the Houlihan kind of mustache and mutton chops. Mm. And, like, mm-hmm. a safari, like a pith helmet. And he's got like a calabash pipe and he's just talking way over the top. And there's like a grieving widow and they're all chewing the fucking scenery in these bits. Like there's wandering around, you know, just interacting with people, just kind of improvising. And we're all like, ho, 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 this is stupid. And then we go sit at our assigned seats in our various little tables in the big main dining hall. And then they do just the most overwrought performance of a murder mystery that you've ever seen. And, like, it's borderline like a British pantomime where there's, like, callbacks and there's audience participation and they're bringing people up on stage and making them say stuff. And I will never... I remember just because we were talking about, like, ridiculous jokes, and this one guy who drank the poison had this protracted death scene that lasted, I mean, a solid, like, 3 or 4 minutes of him being like, ah, and then, like, running over to someone's table and being like, ah, like, onto someone's lap, and then, like, wending someone else's table and be like, ah, and I was like, it just kept fucking going on and on and on, and it never stopped being funny. It just kept getting funnier as it went, because he was just milking it for all it was fucking worth. And the mystery didn't make any damn sense, and there's supposed to be clues, but it doesn't matter because there's dinner and drinks, and it was just reminding me of the kind of ridiculous, absurd, like, I would love for us all to go to one of these if we ever get to open that again, but I just wanted to share that murder mystery experience from 3 years ago. That's all.
I mean, just can't picture them doing that over Zoom.
Yeah, I feel like it loses something.
Like all, well, of it?
Did they do
all
that?
Of it. Like, or was the, it all
just
of it.
Them participating in like a like colloquial like or a little community murder mystery like we would do if we had a murder mystery party at my house or something?
I don't know, because like that seems like not a Zoom thing. That seems like it would be better pre-recorded and then broadcast over Zoom, maybe. But I don't know.
I guess we'll never know.
It's. I don't want to know. I wish we had better multi-threaded video conferencing. I found that one website. I forgot what it was called now. Kendrick,
the one where you like have a little avatar and you run around and you can hear people that are near you?
Yeah.
And I was a snowman?
Yeah. You were a snowman.
So, Among Us?
No. Another segue.
No, I just... the way you described that, Kyle, it sounded like you were just making a reference to Among Us.
It kind of was like Among Us, as if we weren't killing each other.
Huh.
Yeah, you just had video chat, so.
Interesting.
We just did an Among Us game as a team building exercise last night.
I have.
And how'd that go?
I have trouble understanding how that's team building, like in any way. But you're just doing an activity together.
A thing together.
You're doing a thing together.
Yeah, I feel like
you're doing a thing together.
Our personal experiences with Among Us leads me to believe that that thing tests friendships and relationships. I would not pick that as a team building exercise.
They did the team building exercise at that Aero Tag one time where Ryan Hitchler, name drop, broke his fucking toe. So
there's a lot of that going around. You got to watch out for that.
Yeah, you got to watch out for that shit. But,
I get it.
And that was a couple years ago. They scheduled it right... Yeah. They scheduled that fucking thing after I picked my flight to Scotland or Scotland, wherever it was I was doing, so I missed it. But anyway, still pissed about that. I've still never done AeroTag. I really want to try it. But
we're going to go someday, dude.
Or I'll just shoot you with a bow and arrow and just show up at your house. Like, that's just it. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's what I was insinuating. Is I'll give you a call, let you know we're on our way over, and Laura and I are going to shoot at you.
Now.
Yeah. Just hang on. Don't duck for a little bit.
We did the Among Us, which was mostly fun because we've talked a bit about Among Us. It's a murder game. You know, pretend to be imposters, blah blah blah. Of the people on the team, two of us used to play a lot. One of them still plays a lot. Another one plays a few times, and the other one has played with us a couple times. So, like, four of us were familiar enough with the system. The other four had never played it before at all. So when it's someone, like, casually floated, like, well, we can play this game called Among Us. It's free on mobile, and we could just, like, that'd be fun. We're all sitting there like, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. I guess we could do that. That's, like, a thing we could do, sure. comes out and I'm not saying we like dominated, but like we roll out and we're like, fucking murdering people left, right, and center. And
nice.
The part that I was mostly amused by was casually murdering my boss after spending like 3 or 4 rounds of watching him to make sure he wasn't the killer and then being immediately killed myself. And my second favorite one was a coworker who I frequently butt heads with and like to grouse about a lot. I murdered one of our product people. She's very sweet, but she didn't understand the game at all. So I killed her, and I kind of felt bad. And then I vented, and I came out in the hallway right in front of the coworker who I struggled with, who hadn't played the game before and didn't quite understand the concept at that point. And so I reported the body and just threw him under the bus and got him thrown into space. Like, whoop, Bill. Just killed Kelly. No, what did I say? No, Bill. Just killed. Dude just fucking murdered. No, vented. That's it. He just vented. I should probably. I might censor that name. Maybe I won't. You'll find out. I'll put in the name Billy. Yeah. No, that's too long. Bill. Yes. So I'll say Bill. So I'll put Bill over the name. Yeah, Bill just vented. And, he totally vented, so we should vote him off. And it worked. And I've never been more proud of a stupid Among Us play in my life.
Fantastic.
I worked really hard not to say his name, and then I fucked up and said his name. Now I feel really stupid.
It happens.
Dude, you're talking about it, but it's going to be edited out, so why does it even matter anyway? You good? Or are you actually not going to edit it out?
Shut up, Billy.
Beep.
We'll see.
Well, thanks for listening.
Well, we're running on time, so I don't know what the fuck this episode was called. I'm going to go with Pun Episodes, and Kendrick won't shut up.
Pun Ventures!
That is the name.
Yeah.
Like, comment, and subscribe. For the love of God, please engage. Share it on Facebook. Tell your friends. We haven't given away any French fries in a while.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But don't tell them about this episode. Tell them
about
Call
us out on that. Yeah, call us out and we'll give you French fries, but maybe recommend an episode that didn't suck, because this one wasn't great.
Yeah, not this one. Find a different one that was cooler where we had
interesting
discussions.
This outro
like that
was
one
a
we
long
saw
outro.
A dog. Remember we saw a dog? Bye.
Bye.
Bye.